This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. There was a bit of controversy betwixt me and some Armada members over the, starting on Thursday of last week, our last day as we were off on Friday for the 4th of July. I said on the radio broadcast that I'm sorry, I'm not a Nathan's Hot Dog Contest guy. All right, it's just not for me. It's not my thing. It's whatever, and I'm not like against it. Like I'm not anti it. I saw some people online that were like, "Huh, you know, people are going hungry around America. How can these people?" Like, okay, whatever. Like, if that's your soapbox, stand loud, stand proud, I'm good with it. But, like, that's not the reason I'm not in. It doesn't do anything for me. It's not, like, a thing. Now, and I'm not even anti-food-eating competitions, as I have been in a few of them. I've never won one. I've come close. But just, like, there are people who just, they're just built different. They just got that dog in them. Right.
Speaking of which, don't look at me and think, well, that guy's in eating contests all the time. There's no way I could do that.
Yeah.
Ever, even back when I was like 20. There's no way I could.
Yeah. I mean, I was in a wing eating contest when I was in my mid-20s, and like I think I came in either second or third. But the dude who won it, like, this is one of those cats that make the jokes you want. This dude could take a chicken wing, a leg, stick it in his mouth long ways and just pop it out, and it was clean. And this dude would, like, he would, that's all he did. He would go to eating contests, he'd go to wing eating contests, and he would just decimate the crowd, right? You'd have like 5 minutes, eat as many wings as you can, and some of us would get like, you know, 30, 35 wings down. This guy'd be sitting on 60 and like, no problem. People who do this are built different. And people who are built different and are exceptional at doing something, well, they ought be recognized. Now, I did not watch the Nathan's 4th of July hot dog eating competition. But I will tell you, had I flipped across it on Friday as I was getting everything ready for my contribution to our little 4th of July friends meeting, had I flipped across it, and I found the introduction for Joey Chestnut from George Shea. George is, as Lonzo called him last week, maybe the best hype man in sports right now.
He is the reason to watch it. To me, the contest itself is secondary. I'm just there for the intros for everybody.
The intros, like George Shea's intro for Joey Chestnut, which before I push play, reminded myself to change my speakers back to the right one. The intros, like the one from George Shea. I am sorry, Buffer Brothers. You're out. George Shea is in. That has got to be the most dramatic, over-the-top introduction of an athlete of all time. And I need you to know that when that made its way into my atmosphere Friday, I don't know, 10 minutes after this thing started, this thing was already going viral everywhere. When this intro made its way into my circle, I stopped everything that I was doing to watch it like three times. There is no world in which an introduction for a guy whose only thing is he eats a lot fast should be that bleeping good, and yet as dramatic and ridiculous and over the top as that introduction was, I was like, LFG, dude.
All right, I got to say, and this is just my opinion, but I think that was not his number one introduction of that day. That's why you need to go back and watch some of the other introductions. I mean, the writing is amazing, but there are maybe two better.
Than that?
It's still him doing it, but yes, than
his that. Righteousness stands like beads of truth in the darkness. He eats hot dogs, bro!
Yeah, I was disappointed that he didn't rap this year. His rapping is amazing.
So what you're telling me is, from this point forward, I don't need to tune in for the hot dog eating contest, but I do need to tune in for the introductions.
Yeah.
For the walkout.
Oh, yeah. There's, what, is there 10 guys or something?
I have no idea.
Yeah, and so he does intros for all of them, and they're all unique, and they're all different, and they're really, really good.
That's insane. That's insane. Like, that is something that... I don't know what to say. Like, here's what I'll say. Friday morning, the wife and I got up. We were both off on Friday, so the plan was she had to go run some errands and do some stuff for her mom. I was gonna get everything ready to go over to our 4th of July gathering that evening. So my plan was, when she got up, she didn't have to leave till like 10:30. When she got up, when she was ready to go, I was going to get up. I was going to get our supplies together. I was going to pack the cooler. I was going to get the last of our, our food and drink contributions to the shindig together. I was doing all that. If you would have sent me the transcript of that introduction of Joey Chestnut, I would have made jokes about it for days. I probably would still be doing it today. But they didn't send me the transcript of the introduction. A buddy of mine said, "Have you seen the introduction for Joey Chestnut?" Because he wasn't allowed to participate last year, right? There was like a sponsor thing or something dumb.
There was sponsor conflict last year, yeah.
Yeah. So he wasn't allowed to participate. This was his triumphant return to the, I guess, Super Bowl of eating things quickly. And my buddy didn't send me the transcript. He sent me the video. He said, "Watch this." And I watched that. And this was at, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, everything was done. Everything was packed. Just had to put it in the car. He sends it to me. And I'm like, damn, I missed out. Reading those words, I'd have been like, what a dork, dude. And that's not an insult for me because, again, I'm a big dork. I'm team dork. I live on team dork. But I would have said, that's a little much. It's a little over the top. So instead, he sent me the video. And I watched that video and was immediately like, I'm not watching the hot dog eating competition next year. But I will watch the first 8 minutes of the broadcast for the walkouts, because I'm going to tell you right now, like, Paul Heyman hasn't got me hype for a wrestler like that in maybe ever. Michael Buffer, who is the only celebrity, and I mean this, the only celebrity that I met and I was speechless. I don't know why. I love Michael Buffer. I was speechless when I met Michael Buffer in Las Vegas. I could not come up with the words that I wanted to say. It basically turned down to, I'm Rob. I turned into Chris Farley from SNL a few years ago.
You remember that? That was cool.
Remember that time you did WrestleMania? That was awesome. Like, that was me. All right? I'm putting him number two to George Shea. That introduction went from corny, cheesy, over-the-top, obnoxious to, if I was Joey Chestnut, I'd have eaten 1,000 hot dogs after that intro. I would have eaten 1,000 dogs. If he introduced me to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and I got to walk out like that, I think I could go toe-to-toe with Joey Chestnut. I think I'd be like, you know what? I can't let this man down. After that introduction, anything but victory is a failure. After that intro, I'm going toe-to-toe. I'm the new Kobayashi after that. All right, let me get JD in here real quick. JD's got a take on the NASCAR race the boys ran up in Chicago at Chicago Speedway yesterday. There were some spots that I was really enjoying. There were some spots where it got a little out of control in the grand scheme of things. I don't really know if I want them to go back to Chicago or not. I thought the first year, the novelty, JD, was pretty good, was pretty interesting. I thought the sights made it definitely different. But now that we've run that race a couple of years, and it is really difficult to pass, it is really difficult to maneuver through. We had bottle ups where I think Carson Hocevar hit a wall, ended up taking out like 10 dudes that were competitive. I don't know yet today where I landed on that race. JD, where are you?
Well, the racing was actually pretty good in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, there wasn't much passing, and the only thing, I would like to see them do more street races in different cities. However, you can't really bounce around from city to city every year because the logistics of it and getting these cities prepared would just be very difficult. Whereas, like you mentioned, they've done the Chicago race a few times already. So they kind of, you know what I mean? They're already in that habit, so to speak. So I think it would be really difficult for them to bounce around city to city, but I would be all for it because I enjoyed the racing. NASCAR, though, however, I did say I was going to cook NASCAR.
Have at.
NASCAR. Rob, do you remember back in the beginning of this year when we caught early quick triggered cautions and the whole thing was driver safety, driver safety? We threw that caution so the crews could get out to the driver that was in a crash. Okay, NASCAR, that's fine. That's well and good. Driver safety did not come into play at all yesterday when the 51 car of Cody Ware went into a tire barrier running, I don't know, 130 miles an hour, to the point where people could hear him yelling for help. But they let Shane Van Gisbergen come all the way around, take the white flag, and then threw the caution. So what was it, NASCAR? Did you need SVG to win another race because of how much flack you caught for him getting into the playoffs with that first road win? You definitely wanted him to get a second one so it would appease the fans a little bit more. It's like, okay, well, now he won two races. I guess he can be in the playoffs. But your driver safety crap, you have painted yourself into a corner as far as I'm concerned, because there was not one lick of driver safety involved in that Cody Ware accident yesterday.
Yeah, I did see that, and I did not follow up a lot because of the amount of stuff that was going on last night, but I saw this morning a video, and apparently what happened was he did hit the tire barrier. You could see the smoke that was, he blew a rotor. Jeff Gluck, I saw, tweeted this out either yesterday afternoon or early this morning and said that it was estimated that he was traveling about 93 miles an hour when he hit the barrier. The car was smoking. There was an issue, and he apparently radioed out to his team, I need help or need help. And there is a discussion right now about, I guess what NASCAR is saying here, and this is kind of a spot, JD, that I think it's going to take some study, and probably we're going to need to hear from Cody Ware about this. But NASCAR apparently was playing this as if Cody Ware said, I need help from the standpoint of, the car can go, but I'm stuck and I can't get the car out. And, you know, if I want to get back on the track, I'm going to need some help to get out of the car. But I do agree with you that if a radio call comes in from a driver that I need help, I wouldn't even say caution at that point. I'd say red flag that race on the spot. Just stop wherever you are right now. We got to get to that spot because what can't happen, especially if, because I'm with you, I want more street races. I like the street races. I would like to see more of them. I am a believer that NASCAR should have more. I think we should. I think the heart and soul should always be short tracks, speedways, and 2.5 milers. But I do think there should be more variety. I'd like to see more street races. I'd like to see, like, I think the Roval at Charlotte's a great race, even if the drivers hate it, whatever. But what NASCAR can't have is another Dale Earnhardt Sr. situation. They can't have somebody do that, because when they are gaining traction and mobility, and they are, to have somebody go down that way would be a problem. They waited, according to Jeff Gluck, 35 seconds after the impact to throw the caution. Here is what I'll say. I'm not saying you're wrong about it. Here's what I'll say. What I'll say, JD, is I'm going to need a full report out of NASCAR. Hey, here's what we heard. Here's what we saw. Here's the reason the decision got made over half a minute later. I'm going to need the breakdown from Cody Ware. I'm not saying I was hurt. I was saying the car was stuck or whatever. But I do think they need to look into this, because that can't happen if indeed that man was trapped in that car, unable to get out, and we were seeing smoke start to develop.
Right, absolutely. Fair point. And, yeah, maybe NASCAR has an explanation. But, yeah, I need to hear it. And then the last thing I'll leave you with, did you see the Alex Bowman and Bubba Wallace altercation after the race?
I did. I heard the radio call from Bowman's spotter when Bubba got him on a turn, but he kind of bumped him, squeezed him into the fence, and he said, "We are not playing nice with this mother anymore." And I was like, this is NASCAR. More of this, please.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. They were, you know, in the in-season challenge, which NASCAR did a poor job of hyping that up. I think it was a great thing that they did. I was skeptical about it at first. But the in-season challenge, if they would have marketed it right, they could have got a lot of new eyeballs on the sport, on the event. And then I'll just say this. Bubba Wallace, you better be glad that, A, Alex Bowman was sitting down, and, B, you better be glad that Gatorade was probably a beverage of choice for him at that point. Because I think if he were standing up, he probably would have kicked your butt for throwing Gatorade in his face.
JD,
y'all be blessed, Rob. Have a good one.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for checking in. I'll say this. A, I think NASCAR needs more of that. And B, NASCAR does a pretty good job of policing itself when it comes to that, right? We've seen the fisticuffs. We've seen it happen down on pit row. It's usually a couple of shots. The boys get after each other, and then they, you know, they're split up, and we figure it out on the track later. I think we do need more of that. I agree with JD on the Cody Ware wreck. I do think it needs to, like, we need the explanation. Why was that allowed to continue to happen? I think that's fair. And as far as the in-season challenge, I have thoroughly enjoyed it the last couple of weeks. I think it's great. I think it adds, like that one, some interesting wrinkles into the race that might not otherwise be there. But I also agree, they didn't really make it a big deal. Like, they should have done for it what NBA did for the in-season tournament, and then maybe we'd have had a chance. We'll talk more NASCAR as the week progresses. JD, great call, 844-326-3663. Keep them coming. It's the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Milonzo, and you. How fortuitous that JD called the show to wrap up our last segment. Appreciate that call. Yours are welcome as well, literally everyone, at 844-326-3663. That is the number to call the radio broadcast and get on the air. It is also the number to the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-326-3663. We talk NASCAR on the way out the door, and I'm not going to spend a ton of time here on this, but it is apparently the iron that is currently hot, and therefore we must strike, as the old expression goes. We talk NASCAR, and then fortuitously, Cole Bryson's Ingalls Sports Flash there also talked NASCAR. And obviously, Cole recorded it after yesterday's street race in Chicago, Illinois. And I will say this. There were some moments that I thought the racing was excellent, and there were some moments that I thought that the racing was left a little to be desired. I would like for them, should they bring this race back to Chicago, I would like for them to open that course up a little bit. I'll tell you the one thing that frustrates me about that race more than anything else. What frustrates me is when one driver, in yesterday's case, last year's reigning defending rookie of the year, Carson Hocevar, driving for Spire Motorsports. Obviously, I have a connection to Spire as they are the owners and operators of the Greenville Swamp Rive. As a matter of fact, I didn't even realize this, rocking the Spire Motorsports hat right now as we speaketh.
But you had it on backwards and no one could see it.
Correct, so. Which is why I just took off, turned it around. Watch the stream. You'll see incredible dramatic acting like that. I like Carson. Carson's a cool dude. Carson's got a little bit of an attitude. It has gotten him into some trouble. It is going to get him punched in the face. But hey, baby, that's NASCAR. Carson's also a dude who, like, goes online and plays racing simulators and live streams. And I'm going to tell you, he's had some that are really entertaining. He had one the other day where I guess he races. First and foremost, dude's making plenty of money. And still lives in an apartment with a roommate. Like, he seems like a pretty down-to-earth kid, right? The other day, he was talking trash on one of his streams to his roommate. They were in a race together. He was talking trash, and apparently, I guess the roommate, like, muted Carson in the game because of how much trash he was talking. Zoe, I think you'll appreciate this. Carson Hocevar got up, disappeared, came back from the screen. He went and he got a bullhorn, and he started talking smack through a bullhorn through the rest of the apartment to his roommate, so that his roommate could not escape the trash talk. That's a level of petty I aspire to.
By the way, that's amazing, unless you're the apartment above or below.
Yeah.
Or next to.
I mean, I don't know if it is an apartment. It's a small place. Like, his little room, it's like not that big. It might be like a big mansion, and he's just got a, I don't know what it works. It doesn't matter. It was really funny. Either way, Carson Osibar coming off a turn, strikes the wall, blows a tire out, cuts it down, and I think if I had to guess based on what I saw, probably broke an axle. It removed him from the race. The problem was it was coming out of a turn into one of the narrow straights at Chicago, which is only like two cars wide, right? So he hits, he goes from the right, he shoots over to the left, he ends up nose into the wall, and the problem is, because these cars, even on the narrow short straights, are still doing 75, 80, 90 miles an hour, the guys behind him immediately have to lock up the brakes to keep from hitting him. But the guys behind them, who are just accelerating out of the turn, they didn't have time. So they ended up hitting the back of this pileup, kind of pushed it all the way up into Carson, basically removed a number of cars that were running pretty well out of contention for the race. Now, I actually like, unlike Cole Bryson, I actually like the street races. I'm not saying they should be the predominant style of race.
They do not look very fast. I mean, when you're watching on TV, it looks like they're going pretty slow.
They're not. I mean, obviously, they're not as fast as Daytona, where these guys are getting up over north,
well,
200 miles an hour.
I know that, but it looks like as slow as getting off of Garlington on the Woodruff Road.
I will put this out there. NASCAR, much like hockey, is a sport that once you see it in person, it changes your television watching perspective, right? Like, once you go to a race and you see and you hear and you feel these cars.
We're talking about street races. We're not talking about NASCAR races. I've been to smaller tracks, so I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but also these cars are 1,000 pounds heavier than your, like, Too Fast, Too Furious cars. Like, they cannot go drifting into turns and out the other side. This is all muscle. This is all steel. This is all heavy cars. They have to be slower into and out of the turns. But also, what you won't see in those cars is when they are coming out of a turn onto a straight and narrow, these guys are slamming these machines into each other into the walls.
Maybe it's less entertaining for a guy like Cole, who's a fast guy. I mean, he's driving fast. He's moving fast.
I'll tell you exactly what Cole's problem is.
I don't know how fast he drives. I don't. I'm just kidding.
I don't either. Here's what I do know. Cole is, and there is nothing wrong with this so that we are clear, Cole is a traditional NASCAR fan. He's a conservative NASCAR fan. He wants things to be what NASCAR used to be. Oval tracks, short tracks, bumping all the way around. And I respect that. I still think that that should be the majority of the NASCAR season. But in the sports flash that Cole Bryson just put out there, what he said was, NASCAR needs to understand that it was, quote, made in the South by real racing fans, end quote. Then he went on to say, and I'll paraphrase this because I don't know exactly how he said it, but he said they need to effectively bring it back to the South, run old races. That's what works, and that's where the money is. And my response to that would be, I agree that that should be the majority of NASCAR. I do think NASCAR has an obligation to stay true to its roots. However, to say that it shouldn't go outside of the South and it shouldn't try anything new, that is where I disagree with Cole. I disagree with Cole because over the past couple of years, as NASCAR has tried new stuff, they have tried the Busch duels that they've run inside the Coliseum. They have done street races. It didn't work the way that I really had hoped that it would, but they did the dirt race at Bristol a couple of years ago, which I thought was friggin' awesome. But apparently the drivers kind of hated it, which, you know, I don't know, man. Like, there's a part of me that's like, maybe we don't let the drivers exclusively have control over what they're going to do. I think the gimmick races are fine if they don't get carried away, but I also don't consider street races a gimmick race. I think there should be some level. I'm fine with there being two street races a year. Just give me two, right? You did the one in Mexico City, which SVG won, and then you did the one yesterday in Chicago, which SVG also won. In fact, if there's any issue with it. The only issue with it that I have is that NASCAR teams will frequently bring in ringers to go win these races. But I also think that drivers getting a ticket to the playoffs on a win is fine. There is another problem, which is SVG has three NASCAR Cup wins. He has a win at Chicago his first year, the first year in Chicago. He has a win this year in Mexico City, and now he has a win this year in Chicago. All he's won is street races. There is not for a second a belief that this cat is going to be competitive in the NASCAR playoffs. Like, he's just not. And the fact that he has a ticket punched, which is going to bump another driver who may be competitive in the playoffs, is a bit of a downer. But at the same time, like, win a race, right? Like, there are still plenty of other tickets available. If you want in, win a race. And then we don't have to have this conversation. So with all of that being said, I don't have a problem with the street race. And I would point out to Cole that over the years, Michael Jordan's gotten involved. Alvin Kamara's gotten involved. You have had rappers that have been getting involved. You have had movie actors getting involved. You have had celebrities progressively, not rapidly. It's not like just becoming a big deal, but you are starting to see NFL players and NBA players getting involved. You are starting to see the sport open up to demographics that it has historically not been open to. I would disagree with Cole and say more eyes on the product is good. More eyes on the product means more money being spent on the product. More money being spent on the product means a better product overall. So I am fine with saying that the majority of the races should be held at short tracks, 2.5 mile cookie cutters, and super speedways. But to say we should never try anything new, we should never do a street race, we should never put dirt down at Bristol and do an old school short track dirt race, I disagree with that. Do stuff that is interesting, do stuff that is different, do stuff that people who have never watched the product would go, I'll give this a shot. And that's how you get the Michael Jordans and the Alvin Kamaras involved, and that's how you grow the sport. I think it's fantastic. Local celebrity Jersey Joe is on the phone line. We're going to get to him when we come back. We'll find out how the hot dog eating contest at the Greenville Drive went and more to wrap up the Rob Brown Show next on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Final segment of the Rob Brown Show. If you want in, now's your chance. 844-326-3663 is the number to call the program. It is also the number to text the show on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, 844-FANFONE, 844-326-3663. Shoot us a text. We will read them on the air. You can also, again, call that number and get on the show as local celebrity. And we will find out here in mere seconds. Jersey Joe, are we still reigning, defending, undisputed Greenville Drive hot dog eating champion of the upstate?
You are talking to the six-time champ.
That's a guy who gets it. That's a guy who knows how to hype himself up. What was our number this year, fella?
Well, everybody gets 10, and first one done wins.
Aha. And you beat the crowd by what, a solid 5-6 minutes?
Give or take, yeah.
Nice. Nice. Genuine question, because we were having this discussion. We did a 4th of July cookout on Friday, and we were kind of like goofing off, talking about it with the George Shea intro of Joey Chestnut, et cetera, et cetera. And I asked the question, and while maybe not at Chestnut levels, you're the only guy I know who's capable of answering this, Joe. When you slam that many dogs down back to 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 back in that short amount of time, how long is it before you feel like a normal human being again, or is that just part of the superpower?
Oh, it was the next morning.
The next month. So, like, the rest of that baseball game, do you just sit splayed out in a chair like, do not talk to me?
Do not talk to me. Do not touch me.
I respect that.
Do not rub my belly.
I respect that. I did at our little Friday night gathering. I did 4 burgers and 2 dogs because your boy like dropped the LBs. I'm like, you know what? It's 4th of July. Nothing says freedom like gorging myself on dogs and brats and burgers. I did 4 burgers and 2 brats on Friday, Joe. And by the time that I was done eating, man, I looked at a beer and I was like ready to hurl. I can't imagine we're trying to knock that back and do it on a pace. Must do to a man.
Well, I did have a couple beers afterwards, so, you know, I had to get something in there to help wash it down a little bit.
I respect it. My brother, congratulations on being the six-time, perhaps the most influential celebrity to ever come out of upstate South Carolina. Well done.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Jersey Joe, you're again... Six-time reigning, defending, undisputed, upstate hot dog eating champion. That's big time.
He didn't give it away one way or the other when I answered the phone. I thought maybe there'd be a little excitement when I realized who it was, and so he played it smooth the whole way.
Joe's a celebrity. Okay. He's got the PR machine spinning. He knows how to spin it.
Congratulations, Joe.
Well, yeah, it's big time.
It's hard to win that first one, but it's definitely got to be hard to win that 6.
Without a doubt. All right, real quick, got a couple of things that I want to get to before we get up out for the day. I want to start with this. I won't spend a ton of time on it, but the U.S. men's national soccer team, or its B team effectively, made it to the CONCACAF Gold Cup Finals. They took on yesterday evening Team Mexico. And Mexico had a number of their A-team guys and a couple of their youth guys and builder-uppers. They had like a 16-year-old kid playing for them out there, like playing well, too. Look, I'm going to say this. On one hand, out of this team in the run-up to the finals, I saw something that I was very pleased with. I saw a grit and a determination in the face of a nation full of naysayers that got us there. This was a team that going into the tournament, even the diehards, even people like me, even the lovers of Team USA footy, went, we're playing our B squad. We're playing a bunch of guys who are not top-notch caliber. And while it is a little bit infuriating that some of our top-flight guys, the Pulisics, the Rainers, the Weas, for whatever reason, some of them injured, some of them just taking some time off, did not want to compete for this, it is wildly frustrating. More frustrating is the fact that as long as we have actually been trying, if you believe that we have actually been trying, we have not yet developed enough depth where those guys feel threatened for their job, right? Like, we need to get to a point where the roster is so deep that when a Gold Cup rolls around, when we get to a point where there's a big tournament that's not a FIFA World Cup, whether it's the Gold Cup or whatever, when there is a qualifying run, obviously don't have to qualify this year because we are the host, we have an auto ticket to the World Cup. When there is not something on the line, but it is still a big tournament as the Gold Cup was, we need enough depth in the program that a guy like a, and I'm just using him as the example, but a guy like a Gio Reyna, right? And granted, some of them were playing in the, and I did hate this, we're playing in the Club World Cup that was going on at the same time. I do find it a little bit disappointing. I don't have an issue with the concept of the Club World Cup. And the only reason the Club World Cup, I think, was being run this year is because, get mad at it if you want, there's a lot of questions about the U.S. hosting the World Cup next year. There's a lot of questions about these games being played in NFL stadiums. There's a lot of questions about the weather, right? Like, we had the Club World Cup that was getting fired up in early June, and we had teams from Europe who were complaining because it was like 89 degrees in stadiums, and that's not what, again, we can make fun of it for, oh, you're weak, you sissies, whatever, it's hot, get used to it, but like, they spend years and years and years and years and years not playing in that. It's kind of like when you, I don't know, send the Miami Dolphins up to play Kansas City in a playoff game and it's 10 feet of snow and 2 degrees and you go, why do the Dolphins suck? Because they're Dolphins. They don't live in snow. It's the opposite of that, right? Like, if teams are playing in Sweden, in Norway, in the summertime, it's 72 and sunny. And then you say, hey, it's 89 and in the, you know, Satan's underwear of temperature and humidity and heat outside, yeah, it's unsurprising they perform down.
Come in early, acclimate yourself a little bit.
They can't. There's other events. There's other games they're playing in. Like, you show up, you play this thing. Like, it's not something that you have 2-3 months to come over and get used to the heat. They play for teams.
So there's no adjustment made if the Americans go over to a European country to play?
What adjustments do you want? It's not 89 degrees and 100% humidity in Germany.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how cold it gets there.
I understand what you're saying. I get the defense. Here's the reality. When you take a team out of Norway and you stick them in, it's 89 degrees and sunny, that's a home field advantage, sure, for us, but like, it hurts the soccer. It just does. So, with that being said,
I hear violins playing somewhere.
I know you do, because you're a hater, and that's okay.
I'm not a hater. If you're coming here and you're whining about the weather, you're whining. Just go out. You're a professional soccer player. Go out and play soccer.
Okay. I'm going to put that to bed. We'll fight about that a different day, because I clearly don't understand.
Right, because you're a dome everything. So.
Yes, I am a dome everything. I said that on a national show on Saturday. I was on the air, and the host was like, well, I hope you all enjoy the interview because Rob's never coming back. All right, so blah, 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 blah. There are concerns about that for the World Cup, and Again, sports and politics, two different circles. Sometimes they overlap. This is one of those times. Obviously, with the current immigration campaign of the President of the United States and his administration, when the Vice President the other day had some, we'll say, not so welcoming comments to people who might be coming to the United States for the World Cup, there are concerns about how all of that might factor into the world descending upon the USA for the World Cup. So they ran this Club World Cup as effectively, kind of a test. Let's get a look on this. And it did take away from the Gold Cup. Blah, 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 blah. The boys on the B squad, guys that were fighting to even be considered for the World Cup roster, I think showed a lot of grit and heart and determination to make it to the Gold Cup final. And I think they deserve their flowers for that, because I, along with a lot of other people, did not think for a second that they were going to sniff the championship of this tournament. And not only did they, but they looked good all the way up into it. The problem that I'm going to have is my concern with, and again, it's early in the tenure. We got very limited time between here and the World Cup, but it is early in the tenure of Mauricio Pochettino. Here's the problem I had about yesterday's matchup. The Mexican team was better, all right? That, again, Tom Grant, high school or middle school coach back in the day, used to say, boys, you have the biggest problem in sports today, the other team was just better than you are. It is a true fact of life that sometimes you can show up, you can do the absolute best that you can do, you can do everything perfectly and still get your ass whipped. That is how life works. Learn that lesson. It's going to make a lot of L's a lot more easy to bear in your life, youngsters. Sometimes you can do everything right and still get it whooped. It happens. Here's the problem I had with that matchup yesterday. We come out, we score a goal 4 minutes into the contest. You got a 1-0 lead against Mexico. And then Mexico turned up the heat. You started seeing the pressure. You started seeing them throwing guys forward. They started, one of the things I appreciated, because Diego Luna, who was the guy who scored twice in our last game that got us here, one of the things the Mexicans were doing I thought was very interesting was not only were they keeping the pressure up, but they were keeping the pressure up wherever Diego Luna was, which was making him not just play forward, but have to run backwards, play defense. He was gassed. He could not make a difference. The problem I have was that for the first game, for the first time in this tournament, we were getting outclassed and no tactical changes took place. I did not see Mauricio Pochettino out there saying, we're going to do this, we're going to change that, we're going to flip it. We devolved back to Berhalter ball. Spray it down the field, chase it down the field, and then just try to be better athletes than them. And the reality is we weren't, because it's a B-side, guys, and we never changed the tactical advance. That concerns me even when we get the A-siders in for the World Cup. If we can't adapt in-game, we're screwed. And we did not adapt in game yesterday. Will that be different when we get the big dogs? I don't know. We'll find out.
It's just, to me, akin to letting the JV play the starters and then complaining about them not living up to it. The first thing that's X-ing is Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne is X-ing because Black Sabbath played its final For Real This Time show this weekend. And first off, I knew it was coming. For whatever reason, it did not trigger to me that it was happening this weekend. I would have paid $30 to watch that, because it was like the kings of metal. Metallica was there. I think Slayer was there. Like, the kings of metal all got together and they played some of their stuff, but they also covered a bunch of Black Sabbath songs. And then they ended it with Black Sabbath coming out, including Ozzy, who is obviously not doing well. And he gave some emotional speeches and all that. I hope that they are going to put this up for purchase and rewatch, because 100% I would pay to rewatch this. I'm bummed I missed it, but from what I heard, it was an incredible concert.
By the way, there are clips all over the place, including Jack Black doing Mr. Crowley, the lead singer of Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, that's his name.
There he is. Or as we know him in my house, Liv's mom.
Yeah, did a version of a Led Zeppelin song. A Whole Lot of Love, I think it was. There are bits and pieces all over without seeing the full thing.
Yeah, I want to see the whole thing.
And all the pictures of different rock guys together, and so it was pretty cool. All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Jacob Fatu.
I am going to keep it a buck. I am now another 2 weeks behind. I got caught up after...
Well, this has nothing to do with wrestling.
Oh, okay. Then I have nothing.
All right, so Jacob Fatu released a rap song with Rikishi.
Oh, I saw that. And apparently He used some very common rap language in there.
Yeah, and I guess some people are unhappy with it. I haven't listened to the song, but some people are happy.
Jacob dropped the use of one particular word.
Yeah,
Jacob dropped the N-word in the track, and the debate on Twitter is who gave him the pass to do that, and there's like a large group of people who are like, I don't really care, and a large group of people who are like, dog, not cool. I did see that. That's interesting. I don't really have a take on it.
Yeah, me either. I bet it is definitely trending. All right, the next thing it's asking is Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, obviously the famous drummer of the Beatles, but has also put out some of his own stuff over the years.
Don't overthink it.
It's his birthday.
Yes.
He is 82.
85.
Okay.
That's close. All right. And finally.
I'm always close. I'm never on it.
Finally, Hulk Hogan is Xing.
So Hulk Hogan put out a rap song where he used, sorry,
that's Randy Savage.
No, that's a different thing. That's a Hulk Hogan's racist joke for you. I have no idea what Hulk Hogan's, why Terry Bollea is trending.
On this day, the third man was revealed
In
1996.
The greatest heel turn in the history of professional wrestling, which coulda, shoulda, woulda been overridden by John Cena, but Dwayne ruined it for all of us.
Way to go, Dwayne.
Somebody texted, Rikishi is the real tribal chief. You know what? I acknowledge Rikishi.
By the way, Rikishi is featured on that song.
No, I know.
Again, I haven't heard it, so I don't know.
Rikishi, real tribal chief. I respect that. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, I don't know what to tell you. Come back tomorrow. We're going to try to do it again. Ladies and gentlemen, we have after this just four more shows until we are live at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia next Monday. Get your popcorn ready. Back tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Update. Later!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.